Maybe for, hey, morning, son. I'm laughing because I just had the chickens out. It was cold, man. It ran out there. How are you?
So, yeah, you're already up this early this morning.
6 o'clock. Dead on. 6 o'clock, still dark. Let your mother sleep to how long she wants sometimes as late as 8 o'clock. Yeah, I've let chickens out, so I'll go out there. It's dark, but I'm just real careful. And spider webs everywhere. Break those up my forehead and hope there's no spider in my mouth.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with those things. I saw a big spider out in the woods. It was in this ivy patch, and it made a round web down in there. Everything was huge.
Yeah, like those big orb spiders, riding spiders. They get like half dollar size. Do the zigzag. Some days we get those, and I like them. But we do the exterminator does around the house. I'm afraid it kills. John Miller's got one in front of his house. It's huge. At least a silver dollar size. But the exterminator goes around their house, does a perimeter, kills about all the bugs out there.
Yeah, we need to get one of those. So we got all kinds of creepy crawlers out around the house. So at least we got the mouse out of the house. We had a mouse that was gnawing on something down in the crawl space or something like that. He got up in between the stuff, and eventually we put some decon and took care of him.
Dry and cold, they come in looking for water and warmth. We've had one in 5 years. Did a little sticky pad. Felt sorry for it. It was squealing. Stuck to it. Couldn't get up. Nothing. Felt terrible for the little thing. Picked it up. Put it in the trash.
Yeah, what can you do? They're nuisance animals, and they carry diseases, so you got to do what you got to do. You know, I had one at a mouse trap at the Bus Street location, and one of those ones that just the metal thing comes down and snaps, and I heard this tapping noise at night. It was ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So the thing got its leg stuck, and it was jumping around the floor and stuff, like in circles. I felt really bad for it.
Usually breaks your neck. Those things are hard. You ready to fall on your hand? They're hard. Usually it breaks your neck, but that one didn't quite do it, huh?
So, yeah. You ready for that game this Saturday against Kentucky? I think it's at, is it 3:30?
At 3:30, sure is. Last night they had a good interview with the coaches, and I watched SEC at work. 11:30. See, Kentucky struggled with passing, and we had nobody could catch the ball either. So Gamecocks got to get some receivers. It's going to be a long day for Lenore. So it's going to be a good one. I'm afraid they're going to school us.
Central Beamer's kind of getting on the warm seat a little bit. I mean, Gamecock fans are frustrated. We want a good team. We see all these teams around us are succeeding, and like we got a huge fan base, good stadium, like amazing facilities. Like we need to start, you know, getting up there. We're tired of waiting around.
Did my hand hit the dial? Turned to some of the repeaters still there. W4FCM.
And a lot of people are frustrated because we should have a good team, you know, and they're tired of waiting around for this to happen, you know.
Yeah, I was reading Gamecock Central, too, and Dabo's people are, too. Boy, they were going off on him. He's not going to take any more call-in interviews. He was doing call-in talk shows. Somebody got on by salary and said, "You think you earned it?" He got mad as could be. Starting 2 days ago, he said, only questions that are read by email or text will be answered over the air. No more live questions. He didn't like that.
I know. So he's pretty frustrated, but, you know, he needs to get with the NIL, I think, and maybe go that route. But I know he doesn't want to, but what can he do?
And two Seminoles. They're terrible. Boston College even beat them. They've got to get somebody to replace DJ Ugalele. He was mediocre with Clemson. He didn't get any better with them.
They need to get a good quarterback. It's hard to find these days, you know. I mean, you got the schools paying out a lot of money for top guys, and, you know, it's really competitive, but that's just college sports right now.
Patsy, you working today, or are you by yourself again? W4FCM.
I head on out, so, yep, just by myself. Just it's cooler now, so I can handle it a little bit easier. It makes a big, big, big difference. So, got a big day, and got to get started. So, we'll catch you later, W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Yeah, love you, son. Always good to hear you. And I was hoping the guys wouldn't be too long. Said you'll be there. Right, W4SDM sign. Be careful today.
4ZLK. Come in, 4ZLK. On the power button. N4ZLK mobile.
Golf Echo Mobile.
BGE. I believe we've spoken before, but I can't remember your name. This is Shane, N4ZLK.
Connie on this end. I think we spoke one morning talking about driving on these wild roads.
Connie, good morning to you. Must kind of have the same schedule right now, driving into work.
And to you as well. Yeah. Unfortunately, my work starts at 7:30. Be nice if it would start at least at 8, but can't complain. I guess if I start earlier, I get off earlier, right?
Well, that's the plan. Hope it works that way. You're the landscaper, right? You work up out of Hendersonville, is that correct?
Roger that. Yep. Be out there hopefully in a little bit cooler weather, hopefully. We'll see. It got a little hot yesterday.
Good morning, gentlemen. KQ4ASO mobile monitoring.
KQ4ASO.
KQ4ASO, I believe you said. The name here is Shane, and Donnie's on the other side. And go ahead, Donnie. Say hello to the other station.
KQ4ASO.
Donnie here. Call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Hope you're doing all right this morning.
What happened to the other station? I think I got the call right, KQ4AS something. I think it was ASO. Anyway, so Donnie, at least it's not in the upper 90s. Of course, it may not have been in the upper 90s up in Hendersonville a couple weeks ago.
It was touching 90. It was definitely hot. I think it was about 1 o'clock. It was right at 90. It was hot last week. Yesterday wasn't too bad. I tell you what, yesterday evening, I actually felt really nice, probably about 8 o'clock. Me and my wife were sitting outside, I was watering some vegetables, and it was actually quite nice and enjoyable to be out there yesterday evening.
Beautiful, beautiful night. I think I got home about 7:45. We went up to the Hendersonville Apple Festival on Saturday, met our kids wanted to go up there and got a chance to walk around them hot. It seemed like, of course, standing in the middle of the street with a huge crowd of people and you couldn't really move anywhere and everybody was blocking any kind of breeze that might have been going through. It was pretty warm.
Definitely gets crowded there. I actually haven't been in a while. But yeah, when you get stuck in with all those people and being hot like that, it definitely makes you a little claustrophobic in some sense. How was it this year? Did y'all have a good time? I wasn't able to make it.
Fine. I mean, there were a lot of vendors there, but it was so almost too crowded to even stop and look at anything. And we wouldn't have gone except two of our kids and their two of our kids said they were going to go, and one of them's got, got our granddaughters. So it was just an opportunity to spend time with them. We went up there and then spent some time and then went and had lunch. So that was the main reason, more to see them than to see the Apple Festival. But they had a lot of good vendors there, it seemed like, a lot of good food, or a lot of food trucks. And all the restaurants right on the main street, of course, were too crowded. Big wait time, like a 90-minute wait time to even get in to eat anywhere. So we ended up just leaving and going somewhere else for lunch.
I tell you what, that's awesome, man. Being able to spend time with family. I'm a huge family guy myself. Did you have all boys, or was you able to have girls as well? I just had my first daughter about a year ago. It took some convincing, but I finally convinced my wife to try one more time, and we finally got our first daughter.
Congratulations. If I'm understanding correctly, do you have boys too, or do you just have the girl? Well, you let me know the next time you come back, but we have two boys and two girls. Oldest is a boy, and then there's two girls, and then our youngest is a boy. And right now, three of them are married. One of my daughters is not married yet, and my married daughter does not have any children yet, but my two boys, my oldest has three little girls, and my youngest has one little girl, and we have one on the way, but we don't know the sex of the baby yet, so they'll wait. They will surprise us, you know, after the child is born to let us know. So probably another granddaughter. I'm kind of hoping for a grandson, but, you know, we'll take whatever because we just absolutely adore him.
Roger that. Yeah, I got two boys and one girl, and I tell you, boys are fun. I'm sure I'm probably going to have my hands full with this young lady of mine, but that's awesome, man. You had two boys and two girls. So I have to ask, since you're older and wiser than I am, which was easier, the boys or the girls?
Well, we were very fortunate. My wife was able to stay at home, which I think really helps out to have one parent there all the time. It was a struggle sometimes. I'm not going to say it was easy, but there's different struggles for both. The boys have one struggle, girls have another struggle. They both sexes have their own struggles that you have to deal with. I think sometimes we tend to think little girls can never do anything wrong, but our kids were very well. We prayed a lot. And we spent a lot of time talking to them, and it actually made a big difference. I'm not saying it would always work, but we were very fortunate, and we did not have any troubles out of any of them other than, you know, the typical little, you know, little sibling squabbles and things like that. They were very well behaved, and they were very responsible. I don't know. I don't know what really to tell you. They just have different struggles, and you have to deal with each of them individually. They can't all be treated the same because they're not all the same. You know what I'm saying?
Roger that. Yeah, I'm curious to see how it goes. And I agree that we all have our different struggles. But hey, man, I'm about to get out of repeater range. It's kind of starting to cut out. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here. So I tied up the repeater. I hope you have a wonderful day and a safe day. And I appreciate the cue, so enjoy it. And congratulations on getting your granddaughters as well, man. Thank you for BGE 73C, my friend.
Now you're starting to get a little scratchy, but perfectly copyable. Have a good day, and be careful out there and enjoy the cooler weather. KQ4BGE from N4ZLK 73. I enjoyed it.
Alpha Whiskey Yankee.
WY N4ZLK. Good morning. Shane here.
Shane, just happened to hear you talking, and I was able to pick it up, and I'm glad I'm able to get into the repeater, but I'm not 100% sure which repeater this is. Is it somewhere down in South Carolina?
This repeater is located on Caesar's Head Mountain, which is at the top of 276, right before it gets into the North Carolina border, or crosses the North Carolina border. It's up on the, I think it's a WYFF television tower, up about 3,400 feet, I believe.
Well, I appreciate you coming back. Getting a little bit rough, I guess, as the morning goes on, but I happened to hear it. I was hoping I could hit it, and I've had this radio for years. I don't remember when I programmed it, but I do go up that way sometimes, so I must have done it somewhere in the past.
Where are you located? I'm actually right now just south of Traveler's Rest, between Traveler's Rest and Greenville. This repeater's got pretty good coverage, and then depending on conditions, it can be better or worse. But where are you located?
I'm actually in Waxhaw, North Carolina. That's southeast of Charlotte by a pretty good margin in Union County. It's not too far from Monroe, North Carolina.
Doing really well this morning. We get some people that check in every once in a while from up that way. I've traveled up 85 many times, and usually before you get to North Carolina, it kind of drops out around Gaffney for a little while, and then get into North Carolina, you can hit it again. And I've heard it up near Charlotte, depending on conditions, up there off 485. Not always able to get into it from up there.
Yeah, it's making it this morning. It's starting to fade a little bit, though, so I'm going to clear. I don't know what I sound like on that end. It's starting to get a little rough on this end, but I appreciate you coming back to me, and hope you have a good day down that way. Safe travel. Travelers rest there. All right, James, M4ZLK, K4AWL, 373, get
phone. Before you go, tell me your name again. I think but your signal is readable. It's a little bit of white noise behind it, but very good from that distance. So tell me your name, if you will, again, one more time. M4ZLK Mobile, 73. KX, N4ZLK. N4ZLK, clear.